It's Monday, May 16th, 2011.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Right back there, new music from the one, the only, Dengue Fever. That was the title track from their new album, Cannibal Courtship, and quite a song it is. It's from a great record. Maybe not their best. It's a little slower and a little jazzier, maybe, than some of their past efforts, but totally good, nonetheless. And I really like Cannibal Courtship. That is my favorite song, and maybe theirs, too, since they named the record after it. I always assume that's the case, but maybe it's not. Maybe they just think it's a catchy name. Who knows? I feel a little under the weather. I may not talk as much as I sometimes do on the show, which is probably most of you are like, oh, thank goodness. You know, anything to shut him up. And, hey, I can appreciate that. All right, up next, Stockholm, Sweden's own Peter, Bjorn, and John. We're going to hear two tracks off their brand new record called Gimme Some. It's a great record. It's really good. It's, it doesn't have, like, a Young Folks on it, which I think is kind of a rare thing for a band to have a Young Folks, because that song was so impressive, but it's got tons of really great songs. It's a lot of 4- and 5-star songs on this record, so we're going to hear two. We're going to hear Dig a Little Deeper and Second Chance, both from Gimme Some by Peter, Bjorn, and John, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Temporary. still hides on the wall from back in the day when you had it all. I, it's a fraction of the whole, but it's hard to control. I, get this straight. You can't count on the second chance. The second chance will never be found. You can't count on the second try. Chance. The second chance will never be found.
That was two songs in a row by a band from Virginia called Wild Nothing. The songs we heard were Chinatown and Oh Lilac. Both are from their most recent album. I think it came out like late last year or something, called Gemini. And it's pretty great stuff. If you like that dream pop sound, you know, the Beach Fossils-y kind of thing, then Wild Nothing, definitely for you. It's great. They actually did a split 7-inch with Beach Fossils, and I thought Wild Nothing song was better than Beach Fossils. So that's saying something, because, you know, Beach Fossils, they're pretty good. All right, up next, Noah and the Whale from London. Sounds of my head favorites. Always love these guys. They came out with a new album called Last Night on Earth a while back. I was on break, I think, at the time it came out, and so I didn't get around to putting it on until just now. But it's great. It's a totally good record. It's less sad than their last album, which was, like, very sad. Their first album was, like, super happy, and then the last album was, like, I got dumped, you know? And then this album's like, hey, check it out, life goes on. In fact, that's the song we're gonna hear first. It's called Life Goes On, but it's spelled out, so it's L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. That's the name of the song. And it sounds a lot like Tom Petty, which is kind of weird. And then the next song we're gonna hear after that is called Tonight Is the Kind of Night. And both are really great songs. Both are from a really great album. Noah and the Whale, check them out right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Lisa likes brandy and the way it hits her lips. She's a rock and roll survivor with pendulum hips. She's got deep brown eyes that have seen it all. Working at a nightclub that was called The Avenue, the barman used to call her Little Lisa Looney Tunes. She went down on almost anyone. But from the hard time living till the Chelsea days, from when her hair was sweet blonde till the day it turned gray, she said, L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. You got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart and you go in your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart and you go in your own way. Some people wear the history like a map on their face. And Joey was an artist just living out a case. But his best word was his letters home. Extended works of fiction about imaginary success, when chorus girls and neon were his closest thing to friends. But to a writer, the truth is no big deal. And from the hard time living to the sleepless nights and the black and blue body from the weekend fights, he'd say, L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart and you go in your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart and you go in your own way. On my last night on earth, I won't lift to the sky. Just breathe in the air and blink in the light. On my last night on, pay a high price to have no regrets and be done with my life. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart and you go in your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart and you go in your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart and you go in your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart and you go in your own way. Thank you. pressed up to the window. The bus headed out of town. His breath on the glass, he draws with his finger the map of the roads they go down. In circles of streetlights, the only signal. There's people out there in the black. He waves goodbye, the town he grew up in. Knows that he'll never come back. Oh, but the night outside is far below. His heart is pumping blood. On his lips a perfect smile. His eyes begin to flood. Cause tonight's the kind of night where everything could change. Tonight's the kind of night where everything could change. And the rumble strip clack and the rattling frame. The outer pulse on his head. And the engine hums a humble tune. A melody of rubber and lead. And under lamplight glow and paradise stars. An infinity of dancing white light. He sees that his death is to experience only. Not to those who plan out his life. Oh, but the night outside is far below. The moon is in the sky. His heart is full of perfect joy. He whispers his goodbye. Cause tonight's the kind of night where everything could change. Tonight's the kind of night where everything could change. And tonight he's not gonna come back home. Oh, tonight he's not. Change.
Coconut Grove is a very small cove, separated from the sea by a shifting shoal. We didn't realize that we had arrived at high tide, high tide. Fishermen working at night. Not even once did we see a light. We didn't realize the forecast had been revised by moonless skies and shifting wind that gusts and dies. Oh, on the sand, a keel is heaving, but tonight we got to be leaving. Travel through the day into the evening. Oh, 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 oh,
right back there. We heard two songs in a row by a band from Denver, Colorado. They're named Tennis, and the two songs we heard were Baltimore and Marathon, and they're both from the most recent album, Cape Dory, which it's a pretty good album. It's very lo-fi, but good melodies and stuff, and totally wrong album art. Like, if you go back at this enhanced podcast, you know, it has album art, so if you just go back and listen to those songs again and look at the album art, it doesn't square with the music. You know, the music sounds like a 60s girl group in a garage or something. And then the album art looks like a workout video from 1987. You know, it doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. So big mistake, Tennis. I hereby reprimand you for that crappy album art. You care. No one cares. Okay. Finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head with another Sounds of My Head favorite, Laura Cantrell. She's got a new album. I think it comes out like maybe tomorrow, actually. But she released the first single from it for free on her website, which you can download, a while back. And I downloaded it. It's pretty good stuff. It's called Kitty Wells Dresses. It's the title track of the new album, Kitty Wells Dresses, Songs of the Queen of Country Music. And it's a great song. It's lovely. Laura Cantrell is just so lovely. I just love Laura Cantrell. So here we go, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head with a little bit of faux vintage country music from the one, the only, Laura Cantrell. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Kiss of the Buffo Alvarius by Dengue Fever. I also talked over Paradise Stars by Noah and the Whale and Bug Tussle Saturday Night by Big Sandy. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also leave comments at thesoundsinmyhead.com, email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com, or become a fan in Facebook. Tune in again in 2 weeks on May 30th for an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.